Chapter 2. A Find. Violet loved art objects, especially things that were purple or blue. Jesse and Benny joined Violet and Henry to inspect the glinting gold and gemstone jewelry. Violet carefully tipped the backpack so that they could see more of the contents. Inside were boxes of different sizes. Many of the boxes had come open. A tangle of gold necklaces, bracelets, and earrings lay in a jumbled mess.
"It looks like someone dropped this backpack and kept going," said Henry.
"Oh, my, maybe it was stolen," said Jesse. "Violet, maybe you could take photos. Then we'll have a record to show the owner."
"Good idea," said Henry. "We can show what the backpack looked like when we found it."
"And it's so pretty," Violet said.
She snapped a few photos with her digital camera. Henry and Jesse looked inside the backpack for clues to its owner.
"Here's a piece of paper," said Jesse.
"What does it say?" asked Henry.
"Twyla's handcrafted jewelry creations in Sun River Village is in fancy writing across the top," said Jesse.
Benny stretched to look at the paper while Jesse continued to read.
"Dear Mr. Anderson, thank you for your payment of $5,000. Here's the jewelry that you chose for your store in Portland. Each piece is one of a kind. I hope that your customers are pleased with your choices."
"Wow, that's a lot of money,"
Henry exclaimed. He zipped the backpack closed and strapped it to his back.
"We should take this to Twyla's handcrafted jewelry creations right away."
Just then, Watch barked and ran toward the woods that surrounded the clearing. He stopped at the trees and wagged his tail.
"Look, someone's there," said Jesse.
A figure appeared between the trees and then disappeared deeper into the woods.
"Maybe it was Jason or Marianella looking for us,"
Henry said.
"We need to tell them about Watch's find."
"Here you are," said Marianella when the children returned to the campsite.
"We thought we were going to have to search for you guys," said Jason.
He noticed the yellow backpack that Henry had strapped to his back.
"Where did that come from?"
Henry removed the backpack and showed Marianella and Jason what was inside.
"Watch found this in the woods. It looked like it was dropped."
Jason and Marianella admired the tangle of jewelry.
"I wonder how this backpack wound up in the woods," said Jason.
"Maybe it fell from the sky," Benny said.
"Oh, Benny, jewelry doesn't fall from the sky," said Violet. "Jesse and Henry think that someone stole it, then dropped it for some reason."
"We found a letter inside the backpack," said Jesse. "It's from Twyla's Handcrafted Jewelry Creations in Sun River Village."
"I know the store and Twyla very well," said Jason. "She's a jewelry maker. Twyla and I studied silver jewelry making at the same school."
Jason leaned over Benny and looked closely at the jewelry in the backpack. Violet observed the jewelry that Jason was wearing, a watch with a gold, coral, and turquoise band, and multiple gold rings. She noticed he had a pierced ear, but was not wearing an earring.
"Do you sell handmade jewelry, too?"
Violet asked Jason.
"Oh, some," said Jason. "But I could never afford to have my own jewelry store like Twyla."
He frowned.
"We also saw someone running in the woods," said Henry. "We thought it might be one of you."
"I was here with Goyo, working on our training schedule," said Marianella. "I had bounced down by the river," said Jason. "I wonder who it might have been."
"Maybe it was the thief," said Jesse. "We need to take the backpack to Twyla."
"Yes," said Marianella. "If it was stolen, I'm sure she'll want to contact the police."
"All right," said Jason. "I'll see you tomorrow, Marianella."
"I'll see you later, Jason," said Marianella. "Come on, Aldens. Let's head back to Sun River. We need to return this backpack to Twyla right away."